Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight, and we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and enjoy Jesus with us. So go ahead, grab your Bible, your pen, your paper, tambourine, washboard. Prepare your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the gospel truth as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts and that you will be merciful unto us and forgive us. Oh, God, take away all of our sins and our transgressions. Oh, Lord, forgive our shortcomings in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Lord, to look on us in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, make us all over, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, make us what you'll have us to be. In the name of Jesus, we call on you tonight, Lord, to stop by for just a little while and make your holy visitation.
Yes,
Lord God, visit us while we're on this broadcast. Lord, we ask that you will move in miraculous ways. Send your anointing, Lord God, and destroy the yokes of bondage. Bind Satan on every side. Destroy his evil works. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We're depending on you, Lord. Give us strength and help us to stand. Help us to endure. Lord, help us to continue to press our way. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we ask that you will lift heavy burdens. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you to hold our hands. We need you, oh God, to lead, guide, and direct us. Show us the way that you'll have us to go. And we are asking you, Lord, to look on every listener to this broadcast tonight. Let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them, my God. Lord, you know what we all are in need of, both spiritually and naturally. And we are asking you, Lord, for this favor tonight to bless us according to the need and according to your will. Oh, yes. Lord, take control, Lord, and have your way. Speak unto us. Lord, minister to our souls on this night. Oh, Lord, we ask, God, that you remember all of those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Bless them tonight, Lord, in a special way. Heal and deliver, oh God. Work miracles, Lord. Open doors and make ways, my God. Save the unsaved in the name of Jesus. Deliver the bound tonight, Lord. Reclaim the backslider in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit the prisons and the jails, my God. Go into the cells one by one, Lord, name by name. Save to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know you are able to do all things, and there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible, and we believe you tonight, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We're asking you, my God, to remember the bereaved families, Lord, and those who have lost someone close to them. Oh, Lord, that was very dear to them, oh, God. Bring comfort and consolation to them, Lord, tonight. And in their families, we pray, God, that you will uphold those people in a special way, Lord, and help them during this difficult time. We know you are able to get them through this time of bereavement. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God, and save in the families. Bless the fathers today, Lord. Help them, oh God, to take care of their families. Help the families to stay together where the enemy tries to divide up the family. Rebuke the enemy on every side and keep the family unit together. Oh, blessed Savior,
yes.
We know you are able, my God.
You're able.
Be in the midst of them, in their homes, Lord. The unruly children, cause them, Lord, to become obedient and responsible. Oh, my Lord, work on them right now, Lord Jesus. We know, God, that you can fix it in our homes. We invite you to come on in and take control. Let your presence remain in our houses. Oh, my Lord, have your way and let your holy will be done. We pray tonight, Lord, that you will anoint the speaker, oh, God, and bless through your word, Lord. Let your word have free course. Let everyone listening hear your word and take heed to it, Lord, and be blessed by the word of God. We believe it, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy,
yes,
and your grace.
You.
We thank you for
thank
all
you.
That you've done for us, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for miracles,
thank you.
Oh God. We thank you for your
thank
presence,
you,
Lord. We
thank
you,
Lord.
For healing tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, my God, for healing the terminal disease. We thank you right now. Oh, my God, for healing the incurable disease in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. We believe and we count it done. And we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we ask God that you'll accept our prayer, that you
yes,
the words we speak, the thoughts we think in our head. Oh, Lord, even the intents of our heart be acceptable in your sight. We ask
yes,
it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
glory
you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Bless your holy name. Jesus. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory
to your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for our opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And when I will be reading the 13th number of Psalms. How long will thy forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long will thy hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemies be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 13th number of Psalms.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful psalm coming through Sister Cheryl. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice/title1school. To visit the Gospel Prayer Mission on Sundays at 12 o'clock p.m., the address is 18 East Center Street, It's Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Bruce Williams, Sister Rosetta Lee, the Breathed Me family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Dr. Alice Tolbert, Brother Seti Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasenga, Andrea Blackshear, Jermaine Shirley, and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Nabellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, the Breed Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the Breed families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So right now I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond that she may favor us with a selection.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Help me sing the song. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Oh, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. One more time. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
praise God. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Oh, my.
Back to that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I tell you, that song just touched my heart.
Yes.
I know if I wait on the Lord, my change will surely come. Oh, glory be to God. We just thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. We thank God for all of you who tuned in. I'm so glad you took the time out to tune in on this evening. And I know God has already been blessing, but there are more blessings to come. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity to just say a few words for the Lord. And I just want to encourage you to put your trust in the Lord and just wait on God. Amen. Just continue to trust in the Lord. And you'll be so glad that you waited on God. Because sometimes people, they get a little anxious. They get in a hurry. They just want to go ahead and get something done. They want to see some action. They want it to happen right now. But just waiting on God, hallelujah, is the best course of action, the best thing you can do. No matter how it feels, it just seems like, oh, if I don't do this or that, it's just not going to work out. But God will surely work it out. Just wait on the Lord. Get to the point where you don't mind waiting on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for all things. And tonight, let us prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the word of God. Let us open our hearts and let the word of God come directly into our heart. Let it sink in our ears. And let us take heed and hear what thus saith the Lord. And at this time, I'm not going to prolong the time, but whatever you are doing, put that on a hold and just listen to the word of God. The word of God is food for our souls, and I'm encouraging you to listen and try to hear every word that is spoken. Listen for the voice of God. And the next voice you'll hear is that of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond as she comes forth. Let us pray for her and along with her as she brings forth the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Evangelist Hameen, for that introduction. And let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another chance to preach the gospel. We thank you for this opportunity, O Lord. We pray that you stretch forth your hand, that you have mercy, that you will save, heal, forgive, and deliver, that you will blot out of transgressions and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on some soul today. We know that thou art a merciful God. Bless today, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Heal and deliver, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My title tonight, Jesus Prayed and Waited. Why can't I? That's my theme. Why can't I? Ask yourself, if Jesus prayed and waited, ask yourself, why can't you wait on the Lord? Let us go to the word of God in the book of St. Matthew, the 26th chapter of St. Matthew, and beginning with verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. I believe Jesus, he began to be very heavy because he had known, he knew that he had to suffer and that he was going to die for the sins of the world. So he began to be sorrowful even unto death. And he said, tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther
and fell on his face and prayed. When we pray, we send up our communication and our supplication unto God. And this is what Jesus did. He went and he prayed because he knew what he had to endure. Glory to God. He began to tarry in the wait right there for the Lord to come and deliver. And the Bible says in verse 38, then saith he unto them, my soul, his very soul, was exceeding sorrowful. And he said, even unto death, tarry ye here. In other words, wait here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed in the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. You see, Jesus knew that he was about to be betrayed. So he began to tell the disciples to watch with him while he go yonder and pray. His soul began to be exceeding sorrowful. I don't know if you ever experienced a heaviness, glory to God, when you know that you have to go through a pain or a strenuous or a crucial situation. His soul began to be exceeding sorrowful, even unto death, the Bible says. And so he told his disciples to tarry there. But he took two with him. He took the two sons of Zebedee, and he took Peter with him. And glory to God. But Jesus went on and began to pray unto his Father. Yes. And he said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. You see, the flesh didn't want to die. Glory to God, and it's just like us today. This old flesh don't want to die. It's not willing to suffer, but we must go through much tribulation in order to enter in to the kingdom of God. We have to suffer down here. The Bible says he that suffereth in the flesh has ceased from sin. We have to go through something. We have to be tested and tried in some type of way. And Jesus, knowing he was about to be betrayed by one of his own, he had to go before the Lord and pray and ask for strength. He asked the Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Glory to God. He knew what he had to go through. But God didn't see fit to let the cup pass by. He had to suffer. He had to tolerate. He had to go through something. Glory to God. And he said, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? He began to speak to the disciples. You can't even watch with me for 1 hour. Glory to God, I'm about to go through something, and you can't even watch with me 1 hour. Glory, hallelujah. But Jesus, he went on and prayed again. The Bible says he prayed the second time, and glory to God, he came back again and found the disciples asleep again. They went back to sleep. You see, the burden wasn't on them, but that burden was on Jesus, his eyes. Glory to God, the disciples' eyes were very heavy, so they went on to sleep, and he left them, and he went again, and he prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and he saith unto them, sleep on now. Glory to God, you sleepy head. Go ahead on and sleep now. And take behold the hour of that hand. And the Son of Man is betrayed in the hands of sinners. Rise and let us be going. Behold, he is at hand. That dove betrayed me. Judas was right there at hand, the one that betrayed Jesus, hallelujah, his very own. Sometimes your very own is the main one that will betray you. But one thing about it, whatever it is, whatever test, whatever trial that we have to go through, we're going to have to learn. We're going to have to learn to be willing to suffer through, to go through it, and let God do what he's going to do. But one thing about it, we need to go before the Lord and pray. If Jesus had to pray and wait, if Jesus had to go back three times and pray, why can't I? Sometimes we get rambunctious. Yes. We get in a hurry, and we don't want to wait. Glory to God, and we try to fix things on our own. But we make a mess of everything. We mess everything up. Guys, we just have to tolerate what we're going through. Just take it to the Lord in prayer and ask God to give you strength. Ask God to help you to overcome. I thought about old man Job, how he began to pray unto the Lord. And he began to say, if a man die, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait. Job was willing to wait. He was suffering. He could see the skin worms in his flesh, and he could see the things, what that was taking place in his life, his cattle, his children, everything Job had was lost. It was gone. But Job, he held to his began to go. Hallelujah. She went so much until the judge got tired. And he was an evil man, but he got tired of the woman coming back and forth to him. And he began to avenge her of her adversary. And he began to let her to submit to her request. Hallelujah. And God delivered that woman. And he said, I will deliver speedily. He'll come and deliver your soul. If you continue to wait on God in prayer, it's going to take prayer. Hallelujah. It's going to take fasting and praying. It's going to take waiting until the Lord comes to your rescue, until the Lord delivers. But he will deliver if you take him at his word, if you continue in prayer and continue to wait on, he will do just what he said he would do. If Jesus waited, if Job waited, if David waited, why? Oh, why can't I? Glory to God. I believe David got in trouble, and he began to pray unto the Lord, and he began to wait upon the Lord until the Lord came to his rescue. The Lord delivered David, and when the Lord delivered him, he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all this trouble. God, he'll do just what he said he would do. If we pray, if we wait on Jesus, hallelujah, if we continue to trust in him and take him at his word, God will do just what he said he would do. Jesus, he went in prayer. He waited. He stayed right there in one place, expecting to receive of the Lord. And the Lord sent an angel to strengthen him so that he could go through that test. The Lord strengthened him so that he could go through his suffering. Hallelujah. And after God gave him the strength, glory to God, he was able to get up. Come on, disciples. Come on, brothers. We're going to go. The devil has betrayed me, but I'm ready. Glory to God. When God takes you through that test, when he lifts that burden, you'll get up with strength. You'll be ready, ready to climb and go forward, to get through that test, to get through whatever it is that you're suffering, because God will give you strength. The Bible says that he will give you strength. Hallelujah. If you wait on him, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. You got to pray, pray, and wait on God. He will do it. He'll do whatever it is that you need him to do. But you got to pray and wait. Why? Why can't we wait on the Lord? Why can't we pray until God deliver our souls? Hallelujah. This old flesh, it don't want to die. This old flesh don't want to suffer. Glory to God. This old flesh want to be eating a all the time. They want comfort all the time. But sometimes you got to get uncomfortable. You got to stop eating. Got to stop drinking. And keep on praying and waiting on God. And I tell you, he will come and deliver your soul. Why can't I wait on the Lord and take him at his word? When I get weak, if I wait in prayer, he will strengthen me. If I wait, he'll get me out of the trouble. If I wait, he'll heal my body. If I wait in prayer, God knows he'll make a way out of no way. When I need the way made, he'll make the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes trouble comes in the home. We lose our loved ones. But if we wait, God will give us strength. He'll lift that heavy burden. Why? Oh, why? Why can't I wait in prayer? Why can't I take God at his word? He will do just what he said he would do. He'll help us to overcome any situation in our lives when we pray and wait on God and take him at his word. He'll get us through. I'm reminded of Jesus when he began to pray, and he said, why, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Hallelujah. Sometimes you're praying and seeking the Lord, and seems like nothing is moving. It seems like you can't feel anything. But one thing about it, if we keep on praying, God will come to our rescue. Now, if Jesus, he began to cry out and say, why hast thou forsaken me? Hallelujah. What about you and I? Sometimes this whole flesh can't feel anything, but we keep on praying anyway. We keep on waiting anyway until God come to our rescue, and he quicken our mortal bodies. He picks us up, hallelujah, and let us know that I'm here with you. I haven't forsaken you. And God had not forsaken Jesus, but this flesh had to die, and he had to go through, because that was the purpose that he came into the world, that we might be saved. If he hadn't gone through, we wouldn't be saved today. We wouldn't be here today. But the Bible tells us that prayer changes things. If we keep on continue in prayer, God will deliver. He'll give you strength. He'll give you faith. He'll help you to get over whatever situation is in your life. If you need deliverance, he'll come.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You might feel cast down, but not destroyed. He ain't going to let you be destroyed. You might be persecuted, but God is going to keep your soul. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for these light afflictions, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. These are light afflictions. Amen. Jesus was crucified. Look what he went through. Glory to God. A terrible, crucial death he died. But he did it because he loved us. And he did it because this was the purpose that he came into the world, that we might be saved, that we could have life, and that we could go and be where he is. I thank God for his word on tonight. There may be somebody out there. Maybe you've been praying and waiting, and it seemed like nothing is happening. Seemed like the Lord is not even with you. But the Lord, he will let you suffer a little while. He'll let you go through some things for a little while. But he will come to your rescue. You need strength. Maybe you got a little weak, but you need some strength. Let us get ready for prayer, because prayer changes things. And think about it. If Jesus prayed and waited, why can't you and I stay, pray, and wait on the Lord? Glory to God. As we bow our heads in a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your suffering and dying. We thank you for your resurrection. We thank you because you gave your life that we might have a right to the tree of life. I thank you, Lord, for the suffering that you went through, Lord. I thank you, oh Lord. Give me the
broken heart. Help them to give themselves to you, oh Lord. Lift up the bow down
sick, heal them that are sick, those who are suffering. Oh, my God, those who are in pain, oh, Lord, we know you're able to move the pain. You're able to deliver them, oh, Lord. You did it before, and we know you could do it again. We know you're still working miracles, and we still take you at your word. Continue to bless in a special way. Look upon every soul that is listed on the prayer list. You know their prayer requests. We pray that you grant it according to your will. In the name of Jesus, lift heavy burdens. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Thy will be done, not our will, O Lord. Let our will perish, O Lord, not our way. Help us, O Lord, to submit to your way and your will. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you for this broadcast. I pray that you continue to bless, send your word, have your way, and let your will be done. And we will give our name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This part of the service is into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful, powerful, encouraging message coming through Evangelist May, and I tell you, she preached under the anointing of God, and I hope you were listening carefully. Praise the Lord, encouraging us that if Jesus prayed and waited, why can't I? It has to be personal. The Lord Jesus showed us an example of what we need to do when we need God to move for us. We can't give up just praying one time, but keep on persevering. Keep going back until you get an answer. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus did. So Jesus prayed and waited. Why can't you and I? Oh, I enjoyed that word. I want to say to you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God and allow God to speak through you. Oh, glory to God. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our other evangelists or any other clergy who might be on the broadcast. You're welcome to give remarks as well. God bless.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. I think Jesus prayed and waited. Why can't I? And this was a very beautiful message that she preached. Our Savior, Jesus, he prayed, and not only that, but he waited, and we, his servants, were not greater than him. So sometimes we might have to do this. But why can't we? Why can't we? I enjoyed the word. I don't have much to say. I just thank God for the word. Thank God for the anointing. Stay tuned, Evangelist Maybell. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Any other remarks? If not, praise the Lord, the word of God speaks for itself. We're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this service all day long for the word of God on tonight, the word of God that came this afternoon to Evangelist Hameen. And I'm thankful for what the Lord is doing, and I thank the Lord for your help, your assistance, your sacrifice. I thank God for what he is doing for us here at Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. The Lord is truly moving by his spirit and is encouraging to my soul. And I have a mind to wait on the Lord for whatever it is that I need him to do for me. I know he can work it out. He knows what I'm going through. And he knows what I'm dealing with. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, glory to God, that God is a deliverer. And he knows how to work things out. So my trust is in him. And I'm waiting. If Jesus waited, I can't see no reason why I can't wait. He went back and prayed 3 times. Glory to God. He prayed once to God.
Yes.
And we feel like, well, we ain't getting our answer. Just give it up and go on back the same way again. But no, we have to persevere. If we have to pray again, two times, three times, as long as the job gets done. Glory to God. That's the way you have to work this thing. I think about how that sometimes you might be working on a project and you might mess it up the first time and seem like you ain't getting nowhere. But you go back and do it again. Correct it.
Thank you, Jesus.
It seems like it's still not correct. But you go back again because that's determination. You're determined that you're going to get the situation under control. And that's what we have
Amen.
To do sometimes. And keep on. And that third time, Lord have mercy. You got it all together. The Lord has blessed you
Amen.
To get it together through prayer, through
Amen.
Faith, and waiting on God. He got the job done. So I just thank God for his word on tonight. I encourage each of you on the line that you can continue with the Lord and continue to pray and trust in the Lord and let him work it out. He'll fix it. If he prayed and waited, so can you and I. And I just thank God for all things. I'm not going to prolong the time, but God is good. I'm yet rejoicing over the service that we had yesterday we had the family and friends day, and the Lord blessed that. Some didn't come, but you know something? God had the ones there that he wanted to be there. Glory to God, and we're satisfied because the ones that were here was the ones that received the blessing. Sometimes you could be in the midst of people that don't want nothing. They don't want to go nowhere, and they'll hinder you from going. They'll hinder you from receiving your blessing. Sometimes you got to cut them off. Sometimes you got to let them go, and you go and receive the blessing. So I thank the Lord. I'm yet rejoicing, and I'm yet thanking Venice Hameen, Venice Khadija, for coming, for sacrificing and coming over the miles like that at a time like this when the gas prices is sky high and everything, food, everything is sky high, and you have to scrape together your money to get over the highways and scrape your money together to get your food. I tell you, we're living in trying times. And I could see the word of God being fulfilled. It's trouble everywhere, all over the land. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Glory to God. But I could see how we are leading up. The word of God said there's going to be famines, pestilence in diverse places, and people are going to rise up against you. The Bible lets us know because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Glory to God. And some of them are going to betray the brother to death. Glory to God. And the mother, the daughter to death. The daughter betrayed the mother to death. I can see these times coming. And except you have the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy nor sell.
All right.
Except you have 666. And that's the number of a man, the Bible says. Glory to God. That's leading into another message. But I thank God I could see the sign. He said it would be signed to let us know the second coming of Christ. And I could see some of them right now. But we as the people of God, we got to hold fast to sound words, and God will take us through. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Let us hold fast, and let us continue in prayer and continue waiting on the Lord. God bless you. If that's all, anyone else have anything to say or add? I just want to thank God once again for that beautiful message, and while you were going forth, so we got part two tonight, thank the Lord.
All right.
Also, it just came to mind how Jesus went back and he prayed the same thing. He said the same words.
Same thing.
Yes. You know, so that just stood out to me. This really stood out how, okay, he prayed a prayer. He just went back and prayed the
same prayer.
He didn't get that result. He went back and prayed the same thing. He was saying the same thing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When people say, don't keep asking God for that, just go back and say, ask for the same thing.
Yes.
Just wait. And
amen.
He will answer. He prayed.
Amen.
Waited. Why can't I? I didn't
amen.
And prayed.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Cynthia. Did you like that?
Thank God for the word of God that came through Evangelist May all day long.
All day
amen.
Long.
If Jesus waited, why can't I?
Yes.
Amen. He began
yes.
to wait and pray.
Right.
He prayed so to sweat fell from his face and great drops of blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't even pray till we break a sweat.
Right.
Hallelujah. But Jesus
yes.
prayed
yes.
so hard. But yes. he wanted that bitter cup to pass.
Yes.
If we pray like Jesus prayed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And my Father will hear from heaven.
Yes.
If he don't make the cup pass,
yes.
he'll give us strength to bear it.
Yes.
He'll give us strength yes. to go through.
Yes.
Just like he
yes.
did Jesus. We got to wait on the Lord.
Wait
right there.
Yes.
Wait in prayer. If it's all night,
yes.
if it's noonday prayer,
yes.
if it's morning prayer,
yes.
if it's night prayer,
yes.
if it's 3 days, 3 days prayer,
yes.
if it's 1 day prayer,
yes.
there's a wait right there.
Yes.
Don't
ooh,
be so quick to give up. Don't be so quick to get up. But stay right there.
Yes.
I heard a preacher preach a message that pray
yes.
until something happens.
Yes.
Just stay right there.
Yes.
He'll come. Is that right, Earl?
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We got to wait on the Lord.
Yes.
We just got to wait.
Amen.
Somebody might say, I've been waiting for 10, 20 years.
Yes.
But if you just keep on praying
yes.
and keep on waiting,
yes.
God will come.
Yes.
My Bible tells me in the Bible days, some of those old patriarchs,
yes.
they were down in dungeons, and they waited, some for 40 years,
yes.
some for 70 years.
Yes.
But Jesus asked his disciples, can you not watch with me for 1 hour?
Yes.
That's all he wanted was 1 hour.
Yes.
1 hour of prayer.
Yes.
3 days. 1 hour of prayer.
Amen.
And they couldn't even watch with him.
Amen.
I tell you, I'm stirring up about the word
yes.
of God tonight.
Lord's will, 7 p.m. And on Wednesday night, we expect to be here at 6 p.m. for prayer. We don't know how long we're going to go this way, but for now, we're going to have prayer on Wednesday night. Lord, say the same. If that's all, may God bless you and heaven smile upon you. This brings the broadcast to a close. Good night.